Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Robert Cray bringing us back. A little blues for you there. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Russ Madlin there. Russ is Senior Director at Microsoft. He is one of the folks that's doing a great job of taking care of small businesses through Microsoft's products and services that they offer. Russ, thanks again for hanging out with us. Of course, Microsoft.com, but is there any other website you'd like to send us to? Is there a place where you want them to see the survey information?
Yes, we have a great resource for small businesses. It's called MicrosoftBusinessHub.com.
Right. All right. So check that out, folks. So we're talking about the survey that you conducted to find out where small business owners are in their inclination and the practice of assessing their technology to make sure that the technology that they own, that they're using, is currently functioning to help them move their own business model forward, the things that they want to do. And I'll tell you something, Russ, it's tough for small business owners because we buy stuff, we make an investment, and the marketplace moves faster than our ability to fund updating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this
yep.
is where I'm excited about something I've been talking about, as you and I talked about off the air. I've been talking about since the 90s when they would call them ASPs, application service providers, and that is the cloud has really helped small business owners to be able to make adjustments more on a more regular basis to their technology, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It definitely gives them the freedom to do that.
So talk to us. Did you find anything out about that in your survey?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When we talked in our survey to those businesses who were doing technology assessments, there were really three areas that the successful ones were thinking about. The first one was productivity and collaboration. The second area they were doing an assessment around was mobility. And the third was security.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you know, on the productivity and collaboration side, I think that stems from the fact that small businesses frequently have to do more work with less resources. So, you know, productivity is a major concern.
That's the way, that's our life. More
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of three parts to that a technology assessment should look at. The first is, you know, do you have technology that helps your employees communicate, helps them create and share content and exchange ideas?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of things that companies were doing in this space with their technology was, one of them was, had created some workflows for sharing critical customer data. Like, I visited a retail store mm-hmm. where in the store, a customer could enter their information via a tablet right there in the store.
Uh-huh.
Their information would be routed, if you will, to the company's customer database where it could be accessed by their sales team. Then it got routed over the customer service department and so on. So there was a nice flow of that information. And the key thing that did is it gave the customer a consistent experience and it
right.
gave the business a way to track opportunities.
Right. Well, there are restaurants that I frequent, especially in cities like Washington or whatever. And when I call to make reservations, they type my name in and recognize that I'm a customer, and then they start talking to me like a customer instead of somebody. They start saying things like "Welcome back" instead of
exactly.
"What can I do to help you?" And so
exactly.
within say 8 seconds, we're having a different conversation, and it's all because of the way that they're managing information with their technology.
Yeah, guess what, Russ?
That makes me want to come back.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you that restaurant's business goal is repeat customers.
Absolutely.
So they sat down and said, okay, what technology am I implementing today, and should I implement in the future to make that business goal come true?
Right, that's right.
And that's exactly what they did.
And the beauty of it, and I've been saying this now all these years, Russ, the beauty of it is 25 years ago, that was the domain of the big company.
Right.
Today in the 21st century, certainly, clearly, 100% in 2013, it is not the domain of, it's as much the domain of small business as it is big companies. In fact, it's probably more our domain because we can not only use these incremental products and applications and bite-size pricing that the cloud offers, for example, but we can take it and execute by just doing an about face. Big companies can't do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, another cloud one in the area of productivity was a bunch of companies who were doing these technology assessments have very remote workforces. So they might have employees in different cities. Maybe they're 30 minutes away. Maybe they're multiple states away.
Right.
But one of them, the successful ones, are looking at technology to make sure that they're enabling their employees to stay in touch and be connected with themselves, with customers, and with business partners. And the cloud and all the new technology they can leverage to do that is certainly something they want to look into when they do their technology assessment.
Right. No question about it.
Yep.
So, folks, this is very interesting information. It's very easy to read. I encourage you to go to this website that Russell's going to give you again and check this out. Russ, go ahead.
It's MicrosoftBusinessHub.com.
And is this survey right on the front there, or they have to hunt for it?
Well, so we're about 5 days away from posting the survey results,
okay.
And I think we're going to work with you to do a blog post.
I hope you will.
No,
I was going to ask you if we'll do that. If you'll let me, we'll be glad to do that.
Absolutely.
We'll include these segments in that. Microsoft.com, MicrosoftBusinessHub.com, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Russ, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.